Our story begins in Dirk's classroom at Windsor Academy. Stacy has just walked in during Dirk's planning period.
Hello, Mr. Endicott.
Stacy, what can I do for you?
I have study hall this period and thought I'd come by to say hello.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I'll see you in fifth period, Stacy.
Yeah, I know, but...
Look, Stacy, I think you and I need to have a little talk.
Really?
It's about... I'm not sure how to say this.
Hi. Mr. Endicott, I was just stopping by to review that paper with you like you asked.
CJ!
Oh, right. Stacy, I had a previous appointment with CJ. We'll have to continue this discussion at another time.
Oh, sure, Mr. Endicott. Anytime you want. I'll see you in fifth period. I think he likes me. He really likes me.
At the rec center, Chuck is working at the front desk when Officer Trey Gallagher walks up.
Trey, hi.
Chuck, how are you doing? I hope the lockbox was helpful to you.
It was. It gave us some huge clues about Zelda's daughter.
Good. I'm glad.
So what brings you here today? You want to try out the gym?
Well, hey, I'd love to, but actually I'm here on official business. I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
Bad news?
Well, we identified another victim in the subway bombing, and apparently her last known employment was right here at the rec center.
Oh, no. I have a feeling I know who you're talking about.
It's Rachel Cummings. Did you know her well?
Not really. She was fairly new here, but she seemed to be a hard worker.
We haven't found out much information on her yet. Do you know where her family is?
Not sure, but I may know where to go find out.
Oh yeah? Where?
She left a duffel bag the last day she was here. I kept it locked up in the office. Maybe I should go take a look to see if there are any clues.
Good idea.
At the Westside Hospital, Zoe is at the nurse's station when Alexandra walks up.
Hello, Zoe. Is everything all right? You look upset.
I'm not working today. I just stopped by to pick up my check.
Is there something wrong?
My mother. She died last night.
Oh, Zoe. I'm sorry to hear that.
My father and I are going home to Alabama today. The service is tomorrow night.
I didn't realize your mother was so critical.
Her heart was very weak after the surgery, and there were complications. Look, I can't talk about it right now. I have to go.
How's your father taking it?
Devastated. You know, it was weird seeing you at Brooklyn Catholic the other day. What did you say you were doing there?
I was working on a story. Just a crazy coincidence, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. See ya.
Does this mean Zach is gone for good?
At Raven's apartment, Hannah and Todd have just arrived and are talking with Raven and Joe.
Why haven't the police found Mandy yet?
Hannah, we're doing everything we can. We have more cops out of patrol, and the city is on high alert after the subway explosion. I'm afraid Mandy's Selick isn't the highest priority right now. I know you guys don't want to hear that, but...
You're damn right we don't. We don't need to go hunt down this woman ourselves. We've done it before.
Look, I know you two brought Marty home from New Zealand, But don't do anything crazy, Todd. You got it?
Joe's right. Let's just let him handle this.
Well, I'm calling Charlie right now, and I'm telling him that I am not coming in to work until Mandy is caught and put away for good. I'm not leaving this apartment.
That's not necessary, Hannah. Mom is here.
Raven, I'm not officially working today, so I'm going to be staying pretty close myself.
I appreciate that, Joe.
Maybe Raven should take Marty and leave town for a while.
No, I'm not letting Mandy chase me out of my home.
Mandy's not going to get her hands on Marty again. You can trust me on that.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.